climb in and hold on tight, KID crew. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3 online at KIDNewsRadio.com.
All right, KID crew, it is a Make a Difference Monday, and we are going to dive right in to a program that's making a huge difference here in our community. And on that note, I have to say that it was so incredible to be out at the Community Food Basket Food Drive again this Saturday and to see people literally going in, and before they did their own grocery shopping, they filled up a cart to donate so that people in our community who are struggling with hunger can get the support that they need. And then, of course, Toys for Tots. I was out there. It's a lot of fun to see people going the extra mile. Toys for Tots, their motto is this, and I couldn't agree more: every kid deserves a little Christmas. So this Saturday, Toys for Tots will be at Sam's Club. So come on out, bring your new unwrapped toy, and you can help deliver a little bit of magic to kids here in our community. Okay, we are down to the wire. Yep, it is the final lap, and there's so much for us to talk about. So let's play the little headline game. I'm going to run down the headlines, and you're going to have some time to think about these and see if you can figure out what these headlines are referring to. And then I'm going to introduce you to our guest that's in studio. First, final lap. That one's kind of a no-brainer. Poster child. I'm not sure that you would ever guess this one. Pretty creative headline there. Can't sit with us. This story, it's not exactly looking good for one side of the campaign. Peacock coup. Wait a minute. White House divided. Quick thinking. And one of my personal favorites, Hot Mic. I love Hot Mic because it reminds me of that skit on Saturday Night Live years ago, Hot Mic. Valerie's here. She remembers it. And also working in radio, Hot Mics, that's the real deal. And believe me, there are some stories of Hot Mic mess-ups for sure. All right, so think about those headlines. We'll get to them throughout the day. We'll give you kind of an update on where things stand in that race to the White House. But joining me in studio is our good friend Valerie Blanchard. She's with the Wall of Warmth. And Valerie, it's so much fun to have you here.
Oh, hi, Jolynn. I'm excited to be here. We get to hang out and have fun for, you know, once every year. It's
fun. I know. I was like, Valerie, it's been a whole year. How has it been a whole year? We got to stay in better contact. But we certainly had some time as we sat here in the studio to catch up. And there were some definite good conversations. So, Valerie, I want to start with the fact that you started this back in 2017. And wow. Let me just say, wow, KID crew, because this thing has grown and it is huge. So tell us about how it got started.
Well, it was kind of crazy because I had just started into real estate and I wanted to give back to the community that had given to me so well, you know. And so I thought, well, I could do a food drive, but everybody does food drives. I could do this. And I had a friend from another country at the time, and he said, you know what we do back home? We have this little area and people just put stuff on it, and it's called the Wall of Giving. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool because you can just go put things there and then just take it. And I thought, well, why don't we do something with coats, because it was going into the winter time. And so that's when I started the Wall of Warmth. I went around to my clients that I had worked with that year and basically begged them for any coats that they had. And I said, hey, you know, I know you've just moved into a new house or just sold your house. You've had to have gone through something. Do you have any coats? Well, we came up with 600 coats that year, which I thought was fantastic.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was, you know, patting yourself on the back going, wow, we're going to do 600 coats. We're just going to give them away. And I didn't know where to do it. So we were looking at all the different parks and everything. And I was like, well, why don't we just put them on a fence and find a fence? And that's when I knew the guys at Action Motorsports real well. And so from my old radio days, right?
Right.
We had that conversation. Uh-huh. And I put the coats on the wall. And not knowing, you know, when you do something like this, you're like, oh, kind of scared and have a little bit of anxiety because you're like, well, if we flop, we're right there in front of everybody, right there on Lincoln.
Right.
And people are going to just go, well, what is she doing, you know? But it ended up within hours, those coats were gone. And the funny part was, is people brought more coats. And that's kind of how we kind of got the if you need one, take one. If you have one, give one. And that's how we got our tagline and the fact that people really, they love to give, but there are a lot of people that need to receive. And it was such a great, great time.
And I absolutely love that tagline. And Valerie, one of the things that I think is really incredible about this is that you've been able to bypass all that red tape, because there are people in our community who need help, but often they don't want to have to go through filling out all the paperwork or telling their story mm-hmm. to several different people.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
This concept is, you're feeling down, you're trying to keep your kids warm, you need a coat, just go take one. And
exactly.
Nobody has to know, and you can just get the help that you need in a way that is not complicated.
Exactly. We wanted it to be, you know, unencumbersome for people. We didn't want them to feel bad about needing a coat, because nobody wants anybody to go cold. So
right.
We wanted kind of a no judgment type zone so that you could go in the middle of the night, you could come during the day or, you know, whenever and pick up a coat and not feel bad about it. And, you know, actually feel good about the fact that you did get a coat that fits you and that you like, and it's the good style and things. So we're kind of excited about that part. And like you said, we're not red tape people.
No.
Our job is just to provide, and that's what we've been able to do, and that's what's so exciting about it.
And as you're saying this, it really makes me think of this quote that I came across today, Valerie, that goes so well with Make a Difference Monday. Never underestimate the power you have to make a difference in someone's life. And this program, The Wall of Warmth, is providing a really good opportunity for people, like you said, to receive what they need, but also for people to be able to give. What a great opportunity mm-hmm. for families to gather up what's laying around their house and teach their kids about mm-hmm. that concept of giving back to the community. So, Valerie, 600 coats in the first year. Incredible. But I think people are going to be absolutely blown away when you tell them what you did last year.
Well, if you would have asked me in 2017 what I would be doing today, I would have just laughed at you. I said, there's no way, whatever, you know. But last year, we've been able to grow just exponentially. And last year, we did between 8,000 and 9,000 coats.
Wow.
yeah.
KID crew, think about that. 8,000 to 9,000 coats. We're going to keep Valerie in the studio because there are some stories that mm-hmm. we want to share. And we're going to give you more details on how you can get involved. If this is resonating with you, there's an opportunity to get involved. Keep it right here on this Make a Difference Monday. I'm JoLynn Thomas.
Climb in and hold on tight, KID crew, because we are driving the conversation. It's time for the JoLynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3.
Hey, KID crew, we are having some really good conversation in here. Valerie Blanchard and I, we were like, uh-oh, we're almost back from commercial. We were just in our own little world. But I want to share something with you that I know you're going to absolutely love. And then we'll get back in to talking more about the Wall of Warmth. So Valerie, you may not know, is the producer and promoter of the Gem State Classic Rodeo, and there's big news on the horizon. So I'm going to let you go right ahead and share that, Valerie.
So we are so over the moon excited about this. We started the rodeo 13 years ago at the Eastern Idaho State Fair, and during that 13 years, you know, it takes a long time to build up a professional rodeo and to get it noticed and get things, you know, to where it's a well-oiled machine and stuff. And we've been blessed with great, great people on our committee and people to work with, but we were voted in as the small market rodeo of the year across the whole United States and Canada twice.
That's so impressive.
But what's even cooler is last week we got the news. We jumped up to the medium market because we really wanted to just grow and be able to provide a better rodeo for the contestants and the cowboys and for the crowd. So we got the news last week that we were voted in the top five in the USA and Canada for the Professional Rodeo Association in the medium market.
Wow.
We never thought we'd even get voted in. And
so we're talking
excited.
A lot of bigger rodeos.
A lot of the bigger rodeos.
That you've beaten out to be in the top five. And if you've seen the Gem State Classic Rodeo, I'm sure you're not surprised. Valerie, you do such a great job with that. But what an honor. Congratulations.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not all me. We've got great stock producers. We've got great announcers, a great committee. The committee is all volunteer, and they are absolutely phenomenal people. So it's exciting.
Well, that's a real accomplishment, and you're going to have to keep me posted, and you're going to head to Vegas, right? That's where you'll find out?
Yeah, we go to Vegas the 1st of December to find out, which we're happy to go just because of the meal. It's a black tie event, and it is a phenomenal, phenomenal event, and the food is just out of this world.
Well, congratulations, and KID crew will keep you posted on how that trip goes. We're talking about the wall of warmth and the fact that since 2017, it has grown tremendously. Last year, 8,000 to 9,000 coats given away. The motto is, if you need one, take one. If you have one, leave one. They don't put a lot of red tape. People can just get the help that they need. So, Valerie, let's get right down to the stories. Because I think these stories are so heartwarming. What's one that really stands out when you think about this?
So this happens every single year. I like to spend a lot of time at the wall on Lincoln by Action Motorsports just to talk to the people. And it never fails. I get this car full of kids, different kids every time, but I get this car full of kids and all the kids run out and they get their coat. And then they jump in the car and they leave. And I look at it and go, And then an hour later, it never fails, they come back, that same carload of kids, and they put a coat on the wall. I'm like, isn't that the coolest thing? How else can you really teach your kids to give? And it just like makes me all happy when I see that kind of stuff. It's really cool.
It is such a teachable opportunity for people to really showcase in a really straightforward, simple way the power of giving back to the community. And you and I were talking. I am so excited for Christmas. I can't stand it. I'm one of those early Christmas, and don't tell my family, but I may have been out wandering this weekend looking at Christmas decor. I promised them I would not put a single red truck up until after Halloween. So November 1st, here we come. But Valerie, you and I were talking about the fact that some families have to choose between buying a Christmas or buying a coat for their kid.
That's true. And we hear that a lot. And a lot of times when we're at the wall, we'll get somebody's neighbor or we'll get like somebody in their school or one of their kids' friends. And these adults are coming to pick up coats for the little kids in their neighborhood. And they know that the kids and the parents can't afford it. And then I get a lot of grandparents that are in there that just say just that. These parents have to choose between getting a coat for their kid or getting a toy. And sometimes, almost every year, we have a lady, and I've never been able to meet her. She brings a bag of knitted caps. hand-knitted caps. Like, and it's not just a small bag. It's a garbage bag full of hand-knitted caps.
A labor of love, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. And whoever you are, thank you so much, because I've never been able to meet her. But she always brings in that grocery bag full of caps so the kids can get a coat and a cap. And sometimes we have gloves and scarves and things like that. So it really is a position where we can get the kids what they need to go to school and to stay warm.
Right. And that makes it so they don't feel like an outcast. Yeah. Coming to school, everybody wondering where their coat is. You know, bullying is a tale as old as time. Mm-hmm. And we're always trying to figure out ways around it. But if we can just level the playing field a little bit.
Yeah.
And think about it. When it's really cold outside, mm-hmm. imagine being out there without gloves, without a coat or a hat. I mean, that's a miserable thing to experience.
Even this morning, I ran out to my car and I'm like, brr, you know, you run back in and get a coat, you don't think about it. But if a kid doesn't have a coat, can you imagine riding the bus to school or walking to school or even walking out during recess and things like that? They're literally just freezing.
And as you were saying that, Valerie, I was thinking, imagine the questions they get too. You're so forgetful. Where's your coat? Why didn't you bring your coat? It's cold. Yeah. And no one wants to say, I don't have one, or we're mm-hmm. struggling. And in some cases, families are probably faced with, do we put dinner on the table or buy our kid a coat?
Yep.
And this wall of warmth is giving some peace of mind and hope to people when they need it most. Valerie, how many walls do we have now?
There's 10 locations. Wow. Idaho Falls has two. Pocatello has two. St. Anthony, Rexburg is out by Walmart. Then Rigby is by the fairgrounds. Lincoln in Idaho Falls, down by the Civitan Park is another one. We have one in Shelley, right on Main Street. Blackfoot is behind Tad Jenkins' location, right by Cal Ranch. Pocatello, there are two. One is at, there's an elementary school.
But we can put.
I'll look that up.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll put the list up on our social media.
There's 10 locations and 64 Dropbox locations. We also have a wall in Driggs, too. And the Driggs Hospital just got involved. So we've got a lot of different people and businesses and organizations pulling in to help us out.
It's such an incredible program. How do people get involved, Valerie, if they want to do more?
The main thing is just call me. Call myself or send me a message on email. And then we can have them help. Just Serve is part of it also, and then the Hall Foundation. We can talk about the Hall Foundation next, but
okay. All right. Well, we are going to have to get to a quick break, so you know what? Mm-hmm. We'll come back. We'll keep you in studio, and there's more for us to chat about. We'll chat about the Hall Foundation and just some more heartwarming stories on this Make a Difference Monday.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. We're in studio with Valerie Blanchard, talking about the wall of warmth, and there's more to come after this.
Climb in and hold on tight, KID crew. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3, online at KIDNewsRadio.com.
All right, KID crew, it is a Make a Difference Monday here, and don't worry, we are going to have plenty of time to get to all the politics and all of that that's going on. But on this Make a Difference Monday, I wanted to spend a little bit of time focusing on the ways in which we can make a difference. And Valerie Blanchard's in studio. We're having a good time chatting about the wall of warmth and the fact that it has really blown up. It has grown so much. They did 600 coats in 2017, and last year it was between 8,000 and 9,000 coats. So a program that is making a difference, and it's something that you can easily get involved in. So, Valerie, we didn't get a chance yet to talk about the Hall Foundation, and I wanted to make sure you had an opportunity to share how the Hall Foundation coming in has really helped with the growth.
Oh my gosh. I could not imagine being where we're at without them. So when I was probably 4 or 5 years into it, we were processing 3,000 coats in my front room.
Oh, wow.
I had coats stacked, piles and piles of coats. It was like a straw maze trying to get through them. And I had recruited / told my family that we're going to be processing coats. You need to be here and I'll get you chips and soda, you know. And so it took us about 3 weeks to process all these coats. Now, with the help of the Hall Foundation, we've worked with Good to Go, convenience stores, LP Propane, and several other local businesses. But the Hall Foundation, when we bring all the coats in, their employees help. They help go around and pick up the boxes. I was picking up all the boxes myself. And now there's no way I could ever do 64 boxes. And
right.
So they have come in with their employees, helped with the organization, helped with some of the advertising. They have just taken this and just been amazing to help work with this. Now, when we process the coats, all of their employees come in and do about 3 hours. It takes 3 to 4 hours to do what took me 3 weeks. So it's just amazing what we can do. And we bring the coats in to one facility. We have a whole great big warehouse of area that we process the coats. We put them on hangers. We sort them, size them, and then make sure that each wall has enough coats to cover the walls. So it's a great big deal, but we get it done in about 3 to 4 hours. So it's amazing.
As you were talking and sharing that, I couldn't help but think of this quote that my grandma used to always throw around: many hands make light work.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always what she said to get us all involved doing things that maybe as kids we didn't really want to pitch in, but that mm-hmm. was something that I remember her saying frequently. And this proves that that theory is right.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I couldn't do it without the Hall Foundation. They're such an amazing group.
So a big shout out to the Hall Foundation for, you know, really making it possible for this incredible wall of warmth to mm-hmm. reach so many more people in
yeah.
our community. And literally, because of this, people are not being left out in the cold with no way to keep warm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's so exciting. You know, we were talking about different stories. And one, there was this one particular guy, and he called me and he said, "Hey, do you still have some coats? My mom needs a coat." And this is about August, and we didn't have a big selection of coats, but we had had people bringing them in. So I said, "Well, I don't have anything, but meet me at the warehouse and we'll kind of go through what we have." Well, we found him the perfect coat after going through about 8 bags of coats. And it was so cool because he brought his mom to the wall when the wall came up to meet me. And it was just awesome because she was able to come in and get another coat. And you could tell she was elderly, but she just didn't have a lot. And so he was able to get her 2 coats and what she needed. And she was so appreciative of it. And it's so nice. People just come up and give you hugs and they'll come up and just cry because it's fulfilling a need that they need.
Right. And as you're saying that, I mean, that hit me right in my heart that this son would go out of his way to make sure his mom's needs were met.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's cool. A story you will not forget.
Yeah. Now there's another one that I won't forget either. And this one really kind of made me step back and go, wow, okay, we are making a difference here. There was a lady in one of the areas. Her husband had gone into the system and he was out of the picture for a while. She was left with 3 boys homeless. They were sleeping in their car. That particular year, somebody quilted a bunch of blankets and dropped them off at one of the locations. And this lady was able to get a blanket for each one of them, for the 3 boys and for herself, coats, hats, and gloves so that they could keep warm. They were literally sleeping in their car. And that just got them through that winter. So that was one of the stories that I was like, wow, that kind of blew me away.
I'm sure it's so incredible for you, Valerie, to be able to meet people face to face, to hear those stories and to see the gratitude on their face. And The other part of this is that it really does, as you and I were chatting about, provide an opportunity for families to give their kids some experience giving back.
Yeah. And that doesn't always happen. We don't think about it because we just go on our regular day and try and make things happen ourselves and make ends meet ourselves. We don't think about other people a lot of times. We're just so trying so hard to get our own life in order and make the needs that we need. And so this gives them an opportunity to just do a small thing to understand that it really is fulfilling and giving to give back.
Right. And one of the things I love about it, Valerie, is that it's kind of personal for them. If they're giving a coat that they have outgrown, they're taking something that was theirs and literally hanging it on the wall. And I mean, that's instilling an important quality in these kids at a time where all around us, we see that the message of the world continues to be look out for number one. Everybody is so focused on the screen, on their phone, and not always looking for those needs that exist right here in our community.
Well, and most people don't think we have the need.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I talk about that all the time. Sometimes we bury our heads in the sand because it's more comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. When I first, like I said, when I put 600 coats up on the wall, right at first, I was like, this could flop. People might need it. I had no idea. But what I really understood as it went along is that there is a true need here. And that's why we continued the next year and then just continued to get bigger and bigger.
And it is so impressive. And KID crew, if you're listening, maybe as we approach the holidays, you're thinking, I'd love to do a family night activity, get my kids involved. What a perfect opportunity. Or maybe you are the leader of a youth group and you're racking your head saying, what kind of activities can I come up with? This is such a simple way. You don't have to do all kinds of planning. I mean, this could be a really fun thing for people to just have that experience of taking a coat and hanging it on the wall and knowing it's going to go to someone who really needs it.
Yeah, that's exciting. And the wall goes up on Monday. So our coats, we need coats now.
So now is the time. And Candy crew, don't even worry about it. We'll get all the details up on our Facebook page so you'll know where those locations are. Valerie Blanchard from the Wall of Warmth, thank you so much for your good work and for chatting with me today.
Thank you. It's been fun.
It has been fun.